Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Robert's Rules, Quick Start Guide by Clyde Bank Business is an accessible entry point into parliamentary procedure for readers who need to run effective meetings without getting lost in legalistic detail. Built around the practical realities of boards, committees, clubs, and community organizations, the book focuses on the core mechanics that keep group decisions fair, orderly, and efficient. It frames Robert's Rules of Order as a toolkit for protecting minority voices while enabling the majority to act, clarifying how motions, debate, voting, and minutes work together as a system. Rather than asking beginners to memorize long lists, the guide emphasizes what to do first, what to say, and how to keep business moving when discussions get confusing or contentious. For new chairs, secretaries, or members who have been told to follow Robert's rules but never trained, this simplified approach aims to turn intimidating procedure into repeatable meeting habits that reduce conflict and increase trust in outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why parliamentary procedure matters in everyday meetings. A key theme of a simplified Robert's Rules guide is the purpose behind the rules, turning a room full of opinions into legitimate decisions. The book commonly frames procedure as a balance between efficiency and fairness. Efficiency comes from a predictable order of business, clear speaking rights, and a structured way to introduce and dispose of proposals. Fairness comes from equal access to the floor, protections against surprise decisions, and safeguards, so a temporary majority cannot silence dissent or change rules midstream. Readers are typically guided to see that many meeting problems are procedural rather than personal, such as side conversations, repetitive debate, unclear outcomes, or decisions made without a proper vote. By clarifying the role of the chair, the rights of members, and the importance of recognizing speakers, the guide shows how a few consistent practices can reduce tension. It also highlights why organizations adopt Robert's rules in the first place, to create legitimacy, withstand internal challenges, and maintain continuity when leadership changes. Understanding the reasoning makes it easier for beginners to apply the basics confidently, even when not everyone in the room knows the rules. Secondly, the meeting framework, agenda, quorum, and roles. Robert's rules worked best when meetings follow a stable structure, and a quick start guide typically prioritizes that foundation. Readers learn how quorum affects validity. Without enough members present, the group may discuss but should not conduct substantive business. The guide often outlines how an agenda or order of business keeps the group from jumping randomly between topics, and how minutes serve as the official record of what was done rather than everything that was said. It commonly clarifies core roles, especially the chair or presiding officer, whose job is to remain impartial, recognize members, restate motions, and announce results. The secretary or recorder is usually described as responsible for accurate minutes, including motions and outcomes, while members have duties such as making motions clearly and staying within debate rules. In many organizations, committees do the detailed work, so the guide explains the difference between committee recommendations and final assembly decisions. By focusing on these building blocks, the book helps beginners prevent procedural breakdowns before they happen, because a well-prepared meeting needs fewer on-the-spot rulings and makes conflict resolution far easier. Thirdly, motions made simple, how decisions are introduced and decided. A simplified Robert's Rules resource typically centers on motions, because motions are the engine of decision-making. The book is likely to explain the basic life cycle. A member seeks recognition, makes a motion, another member seconds when required. The chair states the motion, members debate within limits, the chair puts the question, and the assembly votes. It usually distinguishes main motions from supporting tools that manage timing and focus, such as amending, postponing, referring to a committee, limiting debate, or calling the question. Readers are often given plain language guidance on what each motion accomplishes and when it is appropriate, along with how to avoid common errors, such as debating before a motion is properly on the floor or trying to amend something that is not amendable. Another beginner focus is wording, expressing a motion so it is actionable, unambiguous, and aligned with the organization's authority. The overall goal is to reduce hesitation by giving members a repeatable script for moving from discussion to a clear yes or no decision, while ensuring the chair can track what is currently pending and what must be voted on first. Fourthly, debate and voting, keeping discussion fair and outcomes clear. Meetings often fail during debate, so a beginner guide commonly explains the practical rules that prevent domination, derailment, and confusion. This includes alternating speakers for and against when possible, limiting how often and how long members can speak, and ensuring remarks are addressed to the chair rather than directed as personal arguments. The guide typically emphasizes staying on the pending motion because relevance keeps the group from rehashing unrelated grievances. It also clarifies that debate is not the same as decision-making. Discussion ends only when the assembly votes, and the chair must clearly restate the motion before calling for the vote. On voting, the book generally covers common methods such as voice vote, show of hands, rising vote, ballot, and roll call, along with when a counted vote is useful for accuracy. It often introduces the idea that different actions may require different thresholds, such as a simple majority for many decisions and a higher bar for limiting members' rights or changing rules. By giving readers a disciplined approach to debate and voting, the guide helps meetings feel respectful while producing results that members accept as legitimate stesize. Lastly, handling problems, points of order, appeals, and common meeting pitfalls. Even with good preparation, meetings can become disorderly, and a quick start guide typically equips beginners with a small set of corrective tools. A point of order is often presented as the primary way to flag a rules issue immediately, allowing the chair to rule and keep business on track. When members disagree with the chair's ruling, an appeal gives the assembly a structured way to decide, which reinforces that authority ultimately rests with the group. The book commonly explains how to pause business briefly to clarify procedure without turning the meeting into a rules argument, and why calm, consistent rulings reduce escalation. It also addresses frequent pitfalls, making decisions without emotion, reopening settled questions without following the proper steps, letting discussion wander without a pending motion, or confusing committee work with final approval. Readers are usually advised to use clear restatements, summarize next steps, and record outcomes accurately to prevent later disputes. By focusing on the most used corrective mechanisms rather than an exhaustive catalog, the guide helps chairs and members respond confidently when someone challenges process, when debate becomes repetitive, or when the group needs to protect fairness while still finishing the agenda. In conclusion, this book is best for new chairs, board members, secretaries, committee leaders, student organization officers, and anyone who participates in meetings where Robert's Rules of Order is referenced but rarely explained. It is also valuable for small nonprofits and community groups that need structure without wanting to become procedural experts. The practical benefit is real. Meetings move faster, decisions become clearer, and conflicts are easier to manage because the group shares a common method for introducing proposals, debating respectfully, and voting with transparency. When members understand basic motions, quorum, and how to raise a point of order, they are less likely to feel excluded or steamrolled, which improves trust and follow-through after the meeting ends. Compared to large formal Robert's Rules references, a simplified quick start style guide is worth buying because it prioritizes what beginners actually need in the moment: a workable framework, plain language explanations, and a focus on common scenarios. Instead of overwhelming readers with edge cases, it supports immediate application, making it a strong choice for people who want to run better meetings now and deepen their knowledge later. If you would like to support ClydeBank Business, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.